HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Covaxin, the coronavirus vaccine made by Bharat Biotech, has shown the efficacy of 78% in preventing symptomatic COVID-19 in the final phase 3 analysis, people familiar with the development said, adding that the vaccine maker is likely to announce the results in the beginning of June. The comments come at a time when the vaccine maker has applied for approval from the World Health Organization, although it is yet to release any data from the phase 3 trials. The data will also need to undergo a peer review. The first interim efficacy analysis showed vaccine efficacy of nearly 81%, and the second interim analysis showed it to be about 78%. The final analysis was done at 130 confirmed cases and it was found to be 78%, said Dr. Sanjay Rai, Professor, Community Medicine Department, All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Delhi. 2 years after her husband Major Vidhuti Shankar Ondiyal died in a gun battle with Jaishe Mohammed, JEM, terrorists in Kashmir's Pulwama, Neetika Kaul on Saturday joined the Indian Army. The Chief of the Army's Northern Command Lieutenant General Yuku Joshi piped stars on Kaul's shoulders during a ceremony at the Officers Training Academy in Tamil Nadu's Chennai. Kaul, who is from Kashmir, cleared the Short Service Commission, SSC, examination as well as the interview in 2020 and said it was her way of paying a real tribute to the officer and feeling close to him. Kaul's move to join the army has been praised by several, who called it a befitting tribute to her late husband and a truly inspirational story. Petrol price crossed 100 rupees per litre mark in Mumbai on Saturday as state-run retailers raised fuel rates for the 15th time in 26 days, raising petrol rates by 26 paise per litre and diesel by 28 paise. The latest hike made petrol 3 rupees and 54 paise a litre costlier and diesel 4 rupees and 16 paise since May 4, a day after the results of the 5 assembly polls was declared. While prices of auto fuels are at record levels across the country, diesel is currently sold at 92 rupees and 17 paise a litre in the financial capital, the highest among metro cities. Pump prices of petrol and diesel in Delhi on Saturday also made a new record of 93 rupees and 94 paise per litre and 84 rupees and 89 paise a litre, respectively. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar on Friday offered a complete and unqualified Indian embrace of the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue, Quad, stripped of past hesitation and weariness, saying the group fills a very important gap that cannot be filled by any one country or a bilateral relationship in contemporary times. Speaking to reporters at the conclusion of a whirlwind two-day engagement with the Biden administration at the highest level, the minister noted with mission accomplished satisfaction that he had conveyed and underscored India's desire to ramp up production of COVID-19 vaccines at many of his meetings, as the US holds an absolutely indispensable position in the supply chain. The center on Friday invited non-Muslims like Hindus, Sikhs, Jains and Buddhists belonging to Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan and residing in 13 districts of Gujarat, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Haryana and Punjab to apply for Indian citizenship. The Union Home Ministry issued a notification in this effect for immediate implementation of the order under the Citizenship Act 1955 and rules framed under the law in 2009, even though the rules under the Citizenship Amendment Act enacted in 2019 are yet to be framed by the government. When the CAA was enacted in 2019, there were widespread protests in different parts of the country and even riots took place in Delhi in early 2020 in the wake of these protests.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.